Anything else?
Well, I have to stress that the man did buy it under those pretenses, whether it's in the documentation as far as the deed or anything or not, that was the way he was presented, and he had to take them at their word, even though he should have done his due diligence. We can't have any control over that.
Well, since he has owned it since 2007 and under the same pretense that it's a nightly rental, it really puts me in a quandary on how to address these issues out there. And since your neighbor, the adjoining neighbor, has no complaint, that's favorable to me.
Again, we have had no complaints whatsoever from day one, and we have had no complaints or issues with the homeowners association. We have no problems.
Scott, do you know if there's been any documented complaints from the neighbor to
nope,
the county?
Not that I know of.
I would think that she would be here if there was. Well, that's why I said she'd have been to any of the meetings.
Are we ready for a vote? Motion has been made and seconded to approve. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed?
One.
You're opposed? Okay.
We didn't make you vote.
You didn't make me vote, so the motion carries.
Yeah. 3-0.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you, gentlemen. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
All right. This is the end of the final vote, and we're going directly into the concepts for next month. Concept number 1634 at 133 North Tuscany Nightly Rental. Do we have a representative here?
Jonathan George.
Just tell us briefly kind of what you have in mind as if we didn't know.
Yeah, exactly. My story is very similar to the gentleman. We bought in 2007. We rent out probably 30, 40 nights a year. It's our vacation home. We don't want our furniture and all misused, that type of thing. So we've been doing nightly rentals since roughly 08, and we're here to apply for the special use permit.
Okay. Any questions from the commission on to this gentleman?
Mr. Chairman, here's your location of that. I'll run through a little. Of course, it's on the corner there. You can see where we're at on Ransom Creek Boulevard.
Yeah, obviously have the long drive, which is plenty of parking.
A little different situation on this one. Pictometry views. There's one from the north. This one is from the south, which is the front entrance part in the west.
Where is this in relation to 127, Scott?
127 is right here. See the red letters where my arrow is?
Next.
Okay.
Yeah.
Next to the building.
The villas set next to each other. I can zoom out a little bit.
Is your neighbor, is it a full-time?
It is a full-time resident, and she's offered to write us a letter as well. They've only owned there for about less than a year that I know of. We had neighbors before that sold out. We never had any issues. Again, we've never had any complaint from the HOA of any kind. We don't rent a tremendous amount compared maybe to some others, but we have had zero complaints from Stacy and the HOA. We have not been contacted. There have been obviously a ton of complaints that we found out recently about some things, but nothing specific to our villa. And so our neighbors offered to write a letter, kind of similar. That I didn't have that, obviously, this being the concept hearing, but I will.
That's right. This is just a concept hearing. Yeah. If you want to have that next meeting,
yes, sir.
That would be appropriate time. Yes.
But we have not had any issues. There obviously have been issues out there, I think, that are legitimate complaints. And as homeowners out there, I don't want to see some of that stuff going on either. The covenants that, you know, that I'm more familiar with on the Fieldstone Villas do not specifically say anything against nightly rentals at all. It talks about, and you guys, I don't even know if they've even been presented, but I'd be happy to provide them because it does not say anything against nightly rentals. And as you guys have seen the marketing, we were kind of in the same boat. This thing was marketed, we wanted a vacation home, but this helps offset some, you know, some of the expense of owning this thing. And our plan was to semi-retire in this area, just bought early so we could pay for it before we did that. And, but again, it's, you know, that's the type of documentation that we had going into this thing, and never heard even a ruckus about this until like the last year or so that we even heard anything that this may not even be, we may not even be in compliance. That's the first we heard of that, because as this was presented to us and you guys, you know, and it obviously was checked on again in 2014, and there was a letter issued by the Planning and Zoning Department that talked about this, and I didn't even see that letter until after all this stuff just started coming out.
Anyone else have any further to add?
When you come back for public hearing, anything you can bring us from realtors or anybody that promotes this as nightly rental.
Yes, sir.
Anything you can show us.
I have a contract. We didn't list our villa with Branson Creek to rent it, but I have the proposed contract that they gave us, just like you guys have probably already seen. That they wanted to, they charged fees. They actually handled the leasing out there. The same people at the time owned the Ramada Inn on 76, and they even marketed it there to rent out the vacation homes there at Branson Creek as well. That's why I said this was more of a surprise to us when this came up, because we thought this was already a done deal. But some of the complaints that we've heard from the full-time residents, I agree with in some areas, but I don't think our rights should be taken away under the pretense that we bought this as well. Well, we didn't just come out here and invent this. You know, we spent good money, and, you know, we care about the area, and we don't want to see a bunch of crazy stuff going on out there either. But at the same time, we have a side that we need to defend, and I think there's a balance there. It's just, and if anything like that goes on where there's a lot of ruckus, I think it needs to be handled, and we should be accountable for it at that time. I agree. But there are some... I've heard so many comments, if somebody does something loud or whatever, we can't always be there in 5 minutes. I do have a person in town that can be contacted. I know that was mentioned before that there needs to be, that's fine, we have all that. But the reality is, if they're breaking the law, they should call the sheriff department and report them. Not that we don't want to know, because we'll get involved and we'll get them out. But we can't police some of those things ourselves. What we can do is if there's a problem, we'll get them out. And that's been, we've posted rules that the HOA has sent to us recently on the behalf of some of the complaints and said, put these in your rental agreements, post these in your villa. We have not leased our villa since after November when, after Bob Ashley sent the letter out. To be very frank, I don't want to expose people to some of the stuff that's going on out there. So it's like it's just not really worth it till we get this settled. And we get this settled, then that's a different animal. If they are harassed or something of that nature, then we have to take that up in a different matter. But I don't want to expose anybody to that.
So any information that you'd have for your public hearing, be sure and just get to the office. And that goes for all the concepts tonight. Any additional information that you want presented in the public hearing, just be sure and get to us. And then I'll give these guys packets ahead of time, so the quicker the better, and we'll make sure to put whatever you guys present us.
We'll work on that for sure.
Yeah.
Perfect. And I'm sure it'll be thoroughly discussed the second Monday of next month.
I'm sure it will be.
At 6 o'clock right here in this room.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
The next one's 360 Lone Pine Road, nightly rental, 17-3.
Okay, here's kind of a far-out view. This is State Highway 265. Of course, Table Rock Downs right below us. Right there is our Lone Pine. Of course, I'll give you all the zoom-ins. Skyline Road. 265 is to your far left on this screen. There's a good look at the different driveways that they have. Of course, in the public hearing, we'll talk about bedrooms and different things. But here's a view zoomed in on pictometry from the east, showing the front of the property. And then I kind of zoomed out just to show what was around it from the east. There's a view of the property from the north. View from the south. View from the west. And that's okay. The end of the slides.
Thank you, sir.
Yep.
Does anybody have any questions for the applicant? Or you want to make a statement and just kind of tell us what you're planning on doing, maybe perhaps would be better, and then we'll...
Well, I'm the listing agent for the owners of the property.
Okay.
And some obstacles that we're running into is when they find out that the process of the Division 3 permit, that kind of deters, they want one in place. I know it's been said to write up a contract contingent on the approval of the Division 3 permit, but if they get that approval and at the last minute the contract falls through, we're back to square one. So the goal was to see if, with your help, to get the approval of a Division 3 permit in hand for the potential buyer for the property.
Yeah, that's not the way it's supposed to work.
I understand that.
If you give a special use permit, it is supposed to be for the owner.
So it's the Division 3.
What most of them do is put a contingency clause in it to cover that aspect of it. I mean, I'm not giving you any advice on how to do things, but that's been done on times where, in other words, they buy it if it gets approved.
Mm-hmm. Are you Lita?
So I am.
Okay, Lita. I'm looking at her application. Mm-hmm. They've got you down as a representative.
Yeah.
And I'll refer back to the board here, but what they've done in the past, because see, the special use permits don't transfer without planning commission approval. And what they've done is if you know your buyer and they're actually willing to be the representative, that if they can get me an application that they're the representative, if that's how they've approved it. That permit for the representative, knowing that the representative is actually the one asking for the permit. That's how they've done it in the past.
Okay, so the Division 3 permit is not grandfathered to the next owner.
No.
It is for the individual, not the property.
It is for the individual.
Correct.
Okay. Okay, well, that answers our question.
How many bedrooms is this home?
There's a three-bedroom.
Three-bedroom.
It sleeps 10.
Okay. Well, this will all come out in the public hearing and everything. I just had a curious moment there. Any other questions from the commission?
Go ahead. Well, you know that it's the individual's per bedroom. It's not just because it'll sleep 10. If it's a three-bedroom, it's 8.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. All right.
And there is some expense to making it a nightly rental at this point, like the fire suppression and other things need to be thought about.
Okay. I talked to Bob extensively about this, and he said to give it a try and see what we could do because it is deterring buyers for not having that in place. But
so you don't have a specific buyer at this time. I'm trying to understand your effort.
We have one.
Yeah.
But they want one in place.
Right.
And they don't want to tie up in case something else comes up. I mean, we've had more than one, but
right.
one really potential
right.
buyer. But they're one in one in place. So
yeah, that's
we thought we'd give it a try and see.
Ma'am, to your knowledge, are there any other nightly rentals in the subdivision?
There is three houses down. There's nightly rental. They actually used this as a nightly rental when they bought when they built it. It's a log home. When they
this
built
right
it in
here.
2003 and rented it.
Nope.
That was before the Division 3 permit came into effect, I understand. When did the Division 3 permit come into effect?
The special use, I'd have to look back. when it was adopted. You guys might remember better than I did, but it's been a